We are holding in Siman Ayin Beis. Dinei Samita v'hamenachmin v'hamalav. So we saw last time in Siman Ayin Aleph the halachas of an avel and those who are Isaac and amazed that they're talking from Kriyashma. And we continue with Neisi Amita v'chilufein v'chilufei chilufein b'neisim shehim l'fnei amita b'neisim shehim l'achareha. Those who are carrying the mitzah are those who are going to replace them. Those who are going to replace those who are will replace those who are carrying them now. Basically, the rule is that machishal amita tzerch behem pturim. So if they are needed for transporting the maize, they are potter ushar hamalavin esameish ein amita tzerch behem chayavim. So that is the basic rule. If one is needed, then they are potter. If they're not needed right now, then they're chayiv. Let's see, days. Ein meitzin es ameis samach l'kriyashma. One should not be meitzin the mace close to the time of kriyashma. Shein shos leitzia ula kavre kedim shegiyaz man kriyashma. Ve'im hischivu leitzia ein mafsikin kedei likreis. But if one began, then you don't stop. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. This, ein meitzin v'im kvar higiyaz man kriyashma yeshon misachaz man sheyuchu l'shar shekvar hispalu reif hakohol. So if it's already the time of Kriya Shema, then they should delay. They should be ma'achad izman sheyuchlu l'sha'er shekvar hispalu reiv hakohol, that they can assess that the majority of the tzibur already davened. V'gam shenesi hamita kvar karu v'hispalu. Nachmor, what was this? Again, we've said over here, one should not be made to the mace close to the zman of Kriya Shema, that there isn't enough time to be meitzi and to be kaver before the Zman of Kriya Shema. So I guess let's say the Zman of Kriya Shema is at 5 a.m. So to go and be meitzi the meis at 4:45 and so on, there's not going to be sufficient time to be meitzi the meis, to be kaver, kedim shegiyaz zman Kriya Shema. If you did so, nevertheless, then ein mafsikin licorice. Again, what did the Mishnah Berurah say?
So, yeah? Does this mean that because it's going to take, the Kura is going to take till after Sosma?
Right, this I'm just trying to remember again. Nachamal, the Mishnah Berurah is doing Kvar Higiyaz Man Kriya Shema. So let's say 35 a.m., it's already the time. Then Yeshlam his Acher, Zman Sheyuchel Lashar Shekvar Espalu Reif HaKal. So then they should only be made to the maize. Once they can make some type of an estimation that the majority of the tzibor, meaning what, is he saying that they should schedule the levaya for 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whatever it is, a time, shekvar hispalu reiv hakal, v'gam shenei samitza kvar karu v'hispalu, meaning go ahead and you should make the levaya at a time once the majority of the tzibor, including the nei samitza, have already davened, because this man of Kriya Shema has already arrived. So let's continue, we'll see if we can piece it together. So again, we said you're not made to see the maize afilo adam chashuv zelininzeh lakeb izmaneinu adam chashuv v'hakal al yideizeh. So we said don't be made to see the maize, do not be made to the maize, excuse me, do not be made to the maize close to this man of Kriya Shema, that there wouldn't be enough time to do it and finish before the Zman of Kriya Shema. Shegiya Zman Mistimus L'Shein Emashmet Kekein Adin B'Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. And the same would apply to Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. So if Kriya Shema Shal Arvis is, let's say, it begins at 7 p.m. you should not schedule a Levi at 6:45 and so on. There's not going to be sufficient time to be Asik in the Levi and finish before the Zman of Kriya Shema. V'Ladin Iskim Achreinim L'Hakil B'Shal Arvis. You can be Mekel. So you've got an Isser, a Torah to contend with. And even though you're able to bury at night, there's a mitzvah to bury on that day. So ideally, you should make sure that the kvura is done by yom im nizdamenish nishtoa hitzas a kvura ad shechashecha. If you ended up waiting until nacht, yamtina milaitziu ad shispalo hakahol ma'ariv. So the correct thing to do anyway, it's nacht anyway. You're not able to be mekan the mitzvah of ki kavartik b'renu b'yemahu. So therefore, you should say kriyashma first. Now we said, so we said, even though the morning begins at 5 a.m. and you began the kavura or the levaya at 4:45, a quarter to five, you're not going to finish in time. And that this applies even after, even if it's 35 a.m. Those who are necessary to do the kavura, so this is a chiddush that even if you're going to miss the zman kriyashma, the kfuris meisim dvar Torah. Aval elu she'in lamita tzech bem chayavim likris tekef. Aval bishish adayin oid shahus. So again, back in the Mechabas, we said one should not lechatchila be made to the meis samach lekriyashma. So again, zman kriyashma is 5 a.m. Don't schedule a levaya and a kvura at quarter to five where there's not going to be sufficient time to finish. We want that a person should be panui once, even though there might be time to lane kriyashma afterwards. It's not that you're necessarily going to miss saves man. That seems to be what comes out. But if you did already, and the Mishabra added, even if this man kriyashma came already, and even if by doing so you will end up being missing the Seiv Zman Kriyashma, still we say that once you started, even though you shouldn't have started, and now we will say Eisik B'mitzvah Potem and HaMitzvah, and we said that when it comes to Ma'ariv, even though the same applies, but by Ma'ariv we are a little bit more makel, because we said by Ma'ariv, again, the one can be the scum of Reva Chayim, you can be makel by Ma'ariv, is that I'm sorry. He said that the stima is mashma, the same should apply by Ma'ariv. So the mashmos and mechaber was it should apply by Ma'ariv. But he said halach lamaisa chernim are meiko b'shal arvis, because if you don't bury by bayoyim, then you will be aver and baltalin. So in other words, it should come out according to the mechaber that if nacht is at 7 p.m., you're not supposed to schedule a levaya and a kavura at quarter to seven. Because of the same consideration, you're not going to finish in time. On that we said that there's room to be makel to allow you to do so in order to avoid the baltalin considerations and so on. Okay, gimel ha'am ha'iskin behesped bizman shemeiz mutal lifneim nishmatim echad echad v'kerenim istalim. So those who are there and who are listening to the hesped, so one by one, as in one at a time, they can leave the hesped for a short period of time in order to be kerin umispalin. Ein ameis mutalifneim hein kerin umispalin ba'ein yeshiv edemim. If the mace is no longer mutal bifneim, then they are kira and they are mispalal, and obviously the einen sits quietly. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nishmatim, she'efsher she'yikru kan eitz lamit. Obviously, one is able to be kira next to the mace, mishum leg larash, like we said, and therefore they have to excuse themselves one by one. So we said, therefore, nishmatim echad echad v'kirinu mispalin v'har b'peiskim cholkim b'sfir lehu dehikilu le'inyin tefila b'meis motlef neyem. So in other words, if it's a question of davening, being that tefillah is only derabbanan, it is more important to stay with the hesped, even though you might end up missing tefillah. So if you have like the main Sapton, the Chazan HaSapton over here means the one who is, he is the Sapton, so for him, that is his job, that's what he's supposed to be doing, he can certainly be Mekel, that he does not need to stop the Divrei Hesped in order to daven Mincha, to daven Shachas, whatever the case is, and he continues with the Hesped, and obviously the Einen is Yeshiv Deimim, the Ein Ein Achreim Klum, he doesn't respond Amen if he hears them davening and so on, as we said previously. Dalid covers Amez V'chazra, Avelim Lekabel Tanchumim, so the Kavur is finished, and the Avelim go back, and now they are properly Avelim, and they're being Mekabel Tanchumim. Nachalam holchem achreim mimkayim akever lemakim sheim shem avelim lasi shura. Everyone follows the avelim back home, or back to the oil wherever they are, to do a shura lekabel tenchumim. Im yecholim ha'am lahatzlo v'ligmar afilo pasik echad kedim shagiu l'shura yeschilo. And one would have thought that would be something which is fairly manageable if you're able to be maspik to say at least pasik rishon including baruch shem, then you should do so. Vimlav lo yeschilo, that's still called that you are oisik b'mitzvah, and therefore you should not begin. Hagot in Yeshua's B'yem likreis achikach, providing that there is time afterwards. Meaning, in other words, it seems to be that if there is no time, you've already been Isaac in the mitzvah of Kvura. Now, if there's no time to say Shema and to be Menachem, then you should say Shema. But if there is time, then you should wait, and you should not start Shema until after you finish being Menachem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yaschilo v'yikru kol ma sheyuchlu. We said Yeshua several im yavres man kriyishma yikru kriyishma tchila kevin shadayin leis tchila b'mitzvah tenchumen. So you're not oisek in that mitzvah yet. The whole tour up until now has been oisek b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah. So up until now you've been involved in the mitzvah of kavura. You've got a tour of oisek b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah. You've finished the mitzvah of kavura, and now you would like to begin the next mitzvah of being Menachem Avol. That's a new mitzvah. So you haven't yet began that mitzvah, and therefore, in theory, you are able to begin a different mitzvah. Hey, I'm the Mashura Lenachmei Apninim Shereim Pnei Avol Baturim Achitzenim Shin Mureim Pnei Avol Chayavim. So when you have a shura, sometimes you're going to have a very thick shura, and the individuals who are considered to be properly oisek b'mitzvah legabi the Ptur of Kriyishma are the ones who the Avol sees directly, but the ones who are on the outside rows, so he's not able to see them, they are not considered to be actively involved in the Nichum, and therefore they are chayiv. Good. Ein Gimel. Hayashin im ishtei ubanav ich yisnaheg. Shnaim shahayu yishenim betalas echad ubsar shneim neigim zebezeh. So two people are sleeping in a bed, and the skin is touching one another. Lo yikra kriyishma, elen kin hoisa talis mafsekes beineyem, mimasneyem olamatis. So the lower portion of the body needs to be covered, and there has to be some type of a hefsik in order to be able to say kriyishma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, negim, nakat negim mishum de'oz osur likreis b'lei hafsekes talis. So if they are touching in the lower section, then there is an isra. Afilu mir to lahaf zipneim zemizeh. So let's say they're sleeping back to back, and so on. It doesn't help to be mach zipneim mizeh lezeh. The imhim sheikh v'imponim lahadi ponim. If they are facing one another, also likreis b'leiav sakatalis. Afilu einam neigim. So then, even if they're not. Touching one another, but if there's no clothing, then even if they are facing one another, then there is a problem. If they are close, in close proximity, one to the other. So we said, Layikra Shema Yahweh Lidei Hirhor, because the very fact that they are touching, exposed to each other's skin and flesh and so on, that might cause Hirhor. We said, there has to be a talis b'neim, ba'aza filu p'neim zelizeh, mutu d'shuv l'yav l'idei hiro. Once there is a hefsik between the two, then there is no concern. We said it has to be on the lower section of their bodies. Mimasneim ulamato, avol mimasneim ulamalo, afilu b'sar negez b'zeh. So let's say the arms or the chest is touching, l'asi l'idei hiro. That would be mutu v'dat. D'chol zeh tzarech gamken sheyetzi reisha l'chutz. This that we allow is only if you stick your head out of the sheets. Because again, we're speaking about someone who's not wearing any clothes, who's not covered lamata. And there's always a problem of raya se'erva. Therefore, there's a requirement that raya is chutz. But so, gamkin lachutz alibay, there also needs to be some type of a hefsik between the lathe and the erva. Shleye libay raya es ha'erva. So you need to make sure that the lave is not in the same section with the erva, and therefore there's some type of a chatzitza between the lave and the erva, and so to the roish should not practically, physically be roya as the erva. Ein Shem Esiv Katan Bey is Mashka Savna Oy Bezeh Kasa Pri Chadash De Nira Lai De Im Bidi Yevid Kar Bale Achzar As Panim. So let's say a person said Shema without turning away, or Balev Sakas Talis Yotzi De Chayva Ein Shem. So the Pri Chadash says this is not Ma'akev the Prima Gad Mefakvik Bezeh the Chin Besiv for Yeshua Is Yaakov Ein Shem. So also Panim, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's such a common thing nowadays. The chlal, and we mentioned that there's many rayas that it would seem to be quite common to sleep without any clothing, bizman chazal, and so on, and therefore there were a lot of these halachas about having a hefsek between the erva and the lave, and not be rayas the erva, and two people who are touching, their bodies are touching one another, less common nowadays. Beizim hayayashin in ishtay kira the chazor espanim letzad acher, so he's allowed to lain if he turns his face away. Because of the halach of ishtei kegufay, the yesh misha oiser the nachin lachash ledvarav. So miikra hadin, we say that it is permitted, and that is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. But the Rosh is machmir and says that it is us. Says the Mishnah Berurah, imi ishtei mishum deishtei kegufay v'ragil bavaleke hirhura. So there's less of a concern of hero with one's wife. When we call Malcolm to Achzar as Panim, so nevertheless he needs to turn away the Panim Ladi Panim Eaf Shutalakihur if one is looking at one's wife and she's not wearing clothing, then for sure there is a concern of hero of him. Ish Magzul Panov Levad Vaisha Nish Eris Kameshi Afsha Panan Neged Achirav. As long as he moves his head away, even though she doesn't, but he does, there's no concern of hero for him. Actually touching the makam erva is problematic. She also wants to say Shema, even though she's not Mechuyevis, as we saw before. We said it's Nachum that she should be Mekabel Ala Al Malchus Shemayim. But if she wants to do so, then she also needs to turn her head away. Fascinating. So as long as they are turned away from each other, I'm not quite sure exactly how that works, but then that is permitted. We said that there is a day which says that it is kedai to be machmer v'yish misha oiser ritzin aleim rabbeleiav sakas talis the lufi divreim tzach ma'idli zar v'zeh b'kriyish ma'ashalamito u'bibirkas ha'matol. So again, you know, bizmanam they would sleep without any clothing, and when it comes to Kriya Shema Lamita, one needs to be machmir. If there is no duvet, there's no sheet, there's no talus which separates the two, then that is a problem. Shiyi beinim hafsakas talus v'oz afidu panim lahadi panim is mutter, because there's no chashash here anymore. Gimel im haya yashin im bono v'idim katanim mutter likreiz b'chazar as panim and b'lei hafsakas talus. It's sufficient to turn away without having a hefsek v'imim gedolim tzach lahafsakas talis. Then there's a requirement of a hefsek im bonav delegitu l'kuli amar min and kivin degas ben chashivin kiguf v'alak yehura. They are considered to be like him. There's no hero with one's child. In the kamak and panim lahadi panim aser uki prichadash. Touching the makam erev and panim connected panim, that already know. Hey, v'raya b'sif amayim ramadachai birk yisiv dachu ra'yasei umash ma'oid medivri amayim ramadachai da'filu im ne'ima de'ein sarach la'achzir panim. Even if we say that there's no requirement to turn away, I'll call panim b'negeh erev asoi b'psarim ma'lehefech asif. There's literally the legs are touching the makam erev and what have you, that already you cannot do. So what, you know, what's coming out of this simon is when one is touching the makam erva, even if it's one's legs touching the makam erva of the other, that's always going to be a problem. We said b'chazaras panim, haynu shi achireyem zelazeh, they're back to back. V'mpnei bonav neged achirav, if the face, the front side of the child is connected the achirayim of the man. Tzarech al kopanim lizar shli b'sari neged b'erva son. So his boss should not be touching their makam erva. Kin yirali, as we mentioned, touching the makam erva is always problematic. Rayman kamon simin ayin dalat sifhei the muchachim b'sar negev the ervas chaverei gam ken aser. We said by gedolim, we're more machmer. Gedolim v'adin ketanim achirim she'inim bonav, or if it's young children, but they're not your children. Kein mashmam Rambam, mind the birak ra, simen ein hei, siv dalad v'aga, v'yesh l'yashiv, ach lefi mashmam avur l'kamon, in simen ein hei, v'aga, the cotton calls man, she'in roi l'biya, ha'in v'zach ad tes, v'yemechutim nekeva ad vas timol, ein ervasay, Erevus, up until the age of 9 for a boy, up until the age of 3 by a girl, it doesn't really have a teras din erva, lagabi these things, if so, yesh lahakel amadayim lahigi azman, again, this would not be recommended under any circumstances, but ikradin, we're saying it does not have a teras din erva as such. Finally, in Dalad, we say, ad kamim chashuvim kitanim, atinek ad shiula yud beiz shanim, atinek is ad shiula yud aleph shanim. So, 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl, meaning the year is samach legadlus. Cyrus mutter, even if they have Cyrus beforehand, because that's just considered to be a shuma ba'alma, that's not considered to be Cyrus of godless. So, bishnas yud gimel atinek, and in the 13th year for a boy, the yud beiz latinekes, and the 12th year for a girl, and Mevirshti Cyrus, ostably Hafsik, then, even with one's own children, that is a problem. Mevirshti Cyrus, Mutter, then it is permissive. But in the 13th year for a boy, the 12th year for a girl, if you have Cyrus, it's Oster, Mishnas, you'd give Mevelach Latinik, Vid Beis Latinikis. If you lay Mevirshti Cyrus, it's Oster, we assume that they are Gedolim, and the Cyrus fell off. So, the kids, so we saw today, a continuation of the din of basic b'mitzvah, patim and mitzvah, that when it comes to those people who are needed for the levaya, those people who are needed for the kavura, then they are patur. We said lechatchila, one should not schedule a levaya and a kavura samach to the beginning of the zman of kriyashma, so that you will not be able to have enough time to finish it before the zman of kriyashma, pashtus both by the morning and by the evening. But we said we're a bit more make on the evening in order to avoid baltalin situations. B'di'evet, if you began to be made to the maze, then ein mafsikin. And we said legabi hesped, one is allowed to be nishmat, providing that there is a respectable oilam listening to the hespedim. And we said that when it comes to the next mitzvah of nicham aveilam, that's considered to be a brand new mitzvah. So you no longer have the original p'tur of esek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, and therefore you make a new assessment whether or not you're able to say kriya shema beforehand. We said it's only those people on the inside facing the aveilam; they are the ones who are directly involved in nicham aveilam. And this seminar of ayashnim ishtei with banav, eich leis night. Okay.